men declaring independence. Laid their bodies down.
We're simulcasting on the radio right now, but we're also at prisonplanet.tv streaming live. A batholith is, you know, normally the crust of the earth is 10,000, 15,000, 20,000 feet thick, depending on which area of the earth. A volcano, obviously, an active volcano, is where the crust gets hulled out by a batholith or a magma chamber and makes it to the surface. And if you look, go to Enchanted Rock outside Austin, Texas, it's a big mountain of pink and gray granite. Very beautiful. It looks like a big, you know, half soccer ball sticking up out of the ground, basically. And it's a batholith because it pushes the crust up or a mountain up above it. Over time, that erodes away, and you've got a perfectly, you know, round dome of frozen lava, cooled magma. And talking to petroleum geologists, I've read about in Russia and other places where they have been drilling down, not just 30,000, 40,000, 50,000, that they'll hit these and it just fries everything and explodes and does cause a big leak. And then the Russians just kind of sweep it under the rug and don't even put it on their media because it's on land. And then it kills a bunch of people. Here, though, you do this in the Gulf of Mexico. Well, going back to Lindsey Williams, we're going to go 30 minutes into the next hour. I'm going to go into overdrive again today. I'm getting addicted to this. I did an hour and 15 minutes of extra broadcast yesterday, but we'll just do 30 minutes next hour. And I really appreciate Lindsey Williams coming on this because he's got BP sources and he has this former, well, I know the former CEO, and so does Lindsey Williams' other colleague, Dr. Stan Monteith, because I believe Lindsey Williams, when he tells us all this, he's a good pastor, wrote a book 25 years ago that's now been admitted to be accurate, given us other predictions that come true. But Dr. Stan Monteith knew who this guy was like I did and actually called him. But I'm going to leave it at that. So this is real intel, but take it for what it's worth. A globalist, a Bilderberg type guy, a former, you know, head of one of the big three oil companies. This is his view on it. We're getting it from Lindsey Williams. Lindsey, that petroleum geologist that called in backed up what you had to say. Please continue, but this looks like they drilled into some type of magma chamber or batholith.
Senator Bill Nelson, Democrat from Florida, he appeared yesterday, June the 9th, on MSNBC. Andrea Mitchell interviewed him. You can go and look at this. Please do. He said, oil is seeping up from the seabed. Now let me give you the report that was given on Tuesday of this week by NOAA, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. This is Chris Baltimore. You'll notice that I am very carefully documenting everything I am saying today, Alex. This man is from Houston. This appeared on Reuters. Go and find it for yourself. It says, UX experts investigating reports of undersea oil plumes emanating from BP's Pyx-stricken well in the Gulf of Mexico on Tuesday confirmed the presence of low levels of oil below the surface. NOAA is confirming the presence of very low concentrations of subsurface oil, and they have admitted now to undersea plumes. Now, let me try to explain very quickly. Undersea plumes. What the gentleman said just a moment ago that you took the phone call from, Alex, he's exactly right. And when I heard him say it, I knew I'd get to it in a minute. Undoubtedly, whenever this extreme pressure of 20,000 to 70,000 pounds per square inch hit that pipe, it probably burst it at numerous points between the floor where they had gone into this strata of oil and the top of the pipe. And now that oil is leaking out as far as 20 miles away. Now, not just five. NOAA said that they had roughly been able to confirm 20-mile-away plumes. This means that this thing is fractured in many spots.
And let me just add that a batholith is a underground magma chamber that has cooled. A laccolith is one that is still molten, and that was their concern with super deep drilling, is that they would hit these underground magma chambers. And a lot of laymen looking at it coming out under pressure, record pressure, said it looks like a volcano. Well, what does your inside source say? Are they? I mean, because that's where this looks like this is leading.
Yes, that's exactly correct. Now, let me go to something much more startling. The black oil in the water in the Gulf of Mexico is not the greatest danger. Are you hearing me? I mean, you've got to understand, we are not being told by our president and by our congressman, and they know this. The black stuff that comes out that you call oil is just destroying wildlife, fish and oysters and shrimp and fishermen's occupations and pristine white beaches and the marshlands and the coral reefs. What comes out with the oil? Most people don't realize this, Alex, that there are actually things that come out of the ground with the oil, and what comes out of the ground, out of that gusher, with the oil, is causing the death of humans and unborn babies. Folks, please, I have never been so concerned in my life. Most people think only oil comes out. Oil is not the only thing that comes out. I'm going to give them to you. Right from the EPA, they came out with their report this week. This is the Environmental Protection Agency. They went to the Gulf. They made their test, and they found coming out with the oil are some of the most toxic compounds and gases. They're in the air. They are flammable. They are toxic, and I'm going to name them for you and give you the report right from the Environmental Protection Agency. They are hiding this. I was able to get it. Please write these words down. They announced just this week, volatile organic compounds in the air in the Gulf. Did you get those words? This is very important. Volatile organic compounds. They listed some. I'm going to list them for you. This will scare the daylights out of you. In the atmosphere, in the Gulf, number one, hydrogen sulfide. The levels that are allowed, according to the EPA's own statements, the allowable levels of hydrogen sulfide are 5 to 10 parts per billion. I'm saying these very carefully so you get it. PPB, parts per billion. They tested in the last few days in the Gulf, and the winds are carrying this to the shore. This scares the daylights out of me. Florida's getting it. Alabama, Georgia, Mississippi, Louisiana, hydrogen sulfide. Safe levels, 5 to 10 parts per billion. Tested level this past week presently, 1,200 parts per billion. And you wonder why people are getting sick. Let me give you the next one. Benzene. Oh, please. I'm going to read you the contents and the how dangerous benzene is in a moment. Benzene. This is toxic. It causes malignancies. It's known to cause leukemia and cancer. The safe level, according to the Environmental Protection Agency's own records, it is so toxic, they only allow 0 to 4 parts per billion. The current level in the Gulf of Mexico going to the shore of all of those states and Florida being carried by the winds is 3,000 parts per billion. Folks, this is so startling. The people down there should at least be warned by this 13-year-old adult we call the President of the United States of America. The people should at least be told by this man what they're breathing, what they're facing, and that 2, 3, 5, 10 years from now, we're going to have deformed babies and people with respiratory problems and people dying. I'm going to give you one more. Well, I must go back to benzene. Wait a minute. I got to read you what the... what it says on benzene. Exposure to low levels of benzene can cause dizziness, drowsiness, headache, confusion, tremor, rapid heartbeat, and unconsciousness. Long-term exposure to benzene can cause damage in the bone marrow and lead to blood problems like leukemia. It also weakens the immune system and targets organs such as the kidneys, lungs, and the brain. Folks, this is so dangerous. Until even I, as a minister, shudder to think about it. I'm going to give you one more. It was in the EPA's report. Methylene chloride, safe levels of methylene chloride that a person can breathe in the air, and this is airborne, in the Gulf, safe levels, 61 parts per billion. The current levels that were just found a few days ago by the EPA, 3,000 to 3,400 parts per billion. And the American people are not being warned that they're breathing this toxic, flammable stuff. And, Alex, a hurricane. I shudder to think about it. A hurricane could carry this stuff all the way up the east coast of America, and no health care system in the world would ever be able to pay the hospital bills of what people are going to suffer. Alex, I'm sure.
Well, the good news is, the good news is there's tens of trillions of gallons. In fact, I don't know the number. Guys, do a search engine on estimated gallons of water in the Gulf of Mexico / Caribbean. I mean, the good news is, though, even though you're saying your sources have this at 4 or 5 million gallons a day, not 500 million, even though all that's going on, that a lot of this is going to be dispersed and diluted. I mean, I'm not saying it, but I mean, certainly the people are getting sick who are cleaning this up. And I had thought, I mean, I know there is some of these toxins in oil, depending on where you drill. It varies. As you know, Lindsay, working for oil companies, you have the sweet crude that's very clean. You have the regular crude that has a lot of other things in it. And a lot of the toxic waste that we deal with in the oil industry is the byproducts and what to do with it all. Any way you slice it, it's a catastrophe. But I mean, going back, you talked about nukes. And I remember this 2 weeks ago. Now they're on Fox. Now they have the government saying we may have to nuke. We may have to drill in and do this. What did your sources say about nukes?
My source was scared to death. He said to me, he said, Chaplain, the only way that I can see to stop this is a nuclear device. And he said, but, and I could hear the fear in his voice. He said, a nuke, because of the strata that BP has drilled into, which nobody probably has ever drilled into before. And he said, because of the extreme pressure that's already there and what has happened to that pipe, he said, to put a nuke in there would take months in the first place. Because he said, we've got to angle drill in order to get down to it, to be able to do it. He said, Chaplain, the thing that frightens me so much is that if we use a nuke, that we might succeed. And he said, hopefully we can. But he said, if we don't, he said, we crack that strata further, and it will never be stopped. And it will flow like this and even more forever. And he said, that frightens me.
All right, let me bring this up. And I looked it up. Vanadium is a chemical element with the symbol V, an atomic number 23. It is a soft silver-gray ductile transition metal. The formation of the oxide layer stabilizes the metal against oxidation. And it says it was discovered in 1801. And the report I've got here is, and this is an email, we have to look into this. This is unconfirmed. Only taking Gulf Coast calls. Two nights ago, my friend, who works for a consultant with a toxicologist that works for the EPA, showed my friend and I a private memo from a top EPA official asking all consultants and researchers to pull up as much scientific information on vanadium. Apparently, they are reporting extremely high levels of vanadium because they're drilling so deep, folks, and upper management is getting upset because they do not have any valid research information on exposure of vanadium in the Gulf. Previously, there's been a small study done in 2006 that measures small amounts of vanadium being released. Vanadium is highly toxic. Please report on this. You might get EPA consultant to call in. My friend will not give me the document. Guys, do a search, because I bet some of this is leaked. Vanadium being released in the Gulf. Lindsay Williams, did you hear anything about vanadium?
No, vanadium was not mentioned in any of my conversations, but, Alex, the way that this thing is progressing so rapidly from day to day, I will probably be making updates weekly on this as I contact my sources in what's happening, and I will be glad to ask them about vanadium.
And I'm glad to hear you're also putting together an emergency DVD report that we'll talk about in the next segment. I want to jam in a few more calls, but you'll be with us for 30 minutes into the next hour, and we'll do that same procedure from yesterday, but this time we'll take your calls where I give out the number here at my office for those that are patiently holding, so you can be with us in the overdrive. The only way to listen there will be Infowars.com on the audio streams and PrisonPlanet.tv for PrisonPlanet.tv members. Let's go ahead and talk to we got a bunch of calls here. In fact, we've got an anonymous caller here who says he was a contractor for BP during this thing. He says he's seen all kinds of insanity. Which caller is that? Which caller is anonymous in L.A.? Or I guess that's Louisiana. Genesis, which caller is that? I just call them number two. Okay, sure. Anonymous. No, that's fine. We can just make one up. I mean, I've got to know what line they're on to be able to say go to them. Yeah, let's go to that anonymous caller. Anonymous caller, you're on the air. Is it Los Angeles or Louisiana you're calling in from?
I was in Louisiana.
Okay, what did you see?
Okay, the information may not be as good as what you just had there, but I can just tell you some of the things that I saw. I know that they have the timeline for the explosion, and I know that the first name that was up on there was work being done by Halliburton. Within 20 hours after they were injecting minerals into the well, they almost immediately started having gas problems, and it was within 20 hours later that the explosion occurred. And as it was explained to me by people who do this for a living, they said that they have standard procedures for venting and handling of all of this, and it was the first time ever in history that all three safety measures failed. And that was, although I'm not the one who does this for a living, that was what was explained to me by the people who do it for a living.
So you're a separate contractor that was working in and around this?
Yes.
But that sounds like that meshes with what Lindsay's saying. We had a petroleum geologist earlier on who said, yes, it looks like mega record pressure. I mean, what's a normal high pressure well, Lindsay Williams?
Prudhoe Bay oil came up at 1,500 pounds per square inch, and they considered that to be a pretty good oil pressure. To get 20 to 70,000 pounds per square inch would blow anything that any oil company or any human being has ever developed on the face of the earth.
Okay, and you know, my involvement on that end of things was it was more towards the cleanup end of things. And just to give a couple of examples of some of the things I saw, I know they were ready to deploy about 25,000 linear feet of boom. The National Guard came and said, no, we have to count it. And they moved it from boat to boat. And 5 days in which that boom could have been deployed, they came back, and after 5 days, that boom could have been completely deployed. Instead, they sat and counted it, and then they brought it back after moving it from boat to boat.
Yeah, it's like weird. It's like New Orleans. They said, we got all this food and water stacked up. You can't have it, and you can't walk out over the highway. We're going to machine gun you. We're government. We're God. What else did you see?
Well, I do know that another explanation I had was the oil could have been hit almost.
Stay there. Stay there.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born.
You know, we're talking about really heavy subjects here, and we're going into overdrive in the next hour for Gary, John, Matt, Mike, everybody else. But first, those callers. We're going to go to your calls this time with Lindsay Williams next hour. Yesterday, I said we're going into overdrive. I never got to the callers, but today we will. 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244 is the number in my studio in Austin that we give out when we go into overdrive and on the Sunday show, 888-201-2244. On a separate issue, before we go back to Lindsay Williams, this is how we fund our operation. And if we can't have a website, if we can't have a shopping cart, if we can't have a Yahoo shopping cart and another shopping cart we just launched, and our eBay store that we might sell four or five things on a day trying to fund this operation, then we can't continue, or we'll have to go to straight up donations, right as we're reaching all these millions of people and we're hitting censorship everywhere. I've been selling this T-shirt for 8 years. It's one of the first T-shirts we offered. No, actually, this is the first T-shirt we offered. And it's still a bestseller. Mass murderers agree. Gun control works. Infowars.com. And on the back it says, politicians love disarmed peasants. Infowars.com. Now, we were selling this on eBay, I think for $10. Same thing it is on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. Basically make about $5. You know, we're so evil trying to fund ourselves here. And eBay sent us a letter saying, you have been removed for hateful or discriminatory activity, and one more time and your eBay account is banned. For saying Hitler is bad. This is like France, where you can't sell World War II memorabilia now. First it was Nazi, now it's British, now it's American, because any of it might be Nazi-related. We're saying Hitler's bad. Mass murderers agree. Gun control works with a picture of Mao, Stalin, and Hitler. Now, since I have mainstream news today that at veteran cemeteries they're putting up, you know, Stalin statues, maybe that's what this is really all about. Maybe I'm not in trouble because they don't tell us for the Hitler saying he's bad. Maybe it's maybe we're not in trouble just because it's Hitler and they can't read and see that we're criticizing Hitler. Maybe it's that we're criticizing Mao or Stalin because they're so popular now in the U.S. and have toy stores named after Mao and restaurants, and Stalin's a great guy and college kids wear shirts of him. I mean, you can't make this up. Now, the issue is, that's why I'm for Nazis having their free speech, because you take the Nazis' free speech or you take the Mexican supremacist free speech or the black supremacist free speech, then you're going to lose your free speech. And that's how this works. I now cannot criticize Hitler. We're going to do an article about this at Infowars.com today, a little blurb with a copy of the eBay letter about we do this one more time. Images depicting high-ranking Nazi officers are not permitted to be sold on the site. Please do not relist them. And it goes on. I mean, this is just insane. So there's your tyranny. Infowars.com or 888-253-3139. Now, we're going to plug it more in Overdrive because I've got to prompt you to do it, but I want people to get the new special DVD report you made last week that just came out about this new intel. Give folks quickly, Lindsay, the number for people to get the new DVD that breaks down this intel you've got on the oil spill.
I produced it on yesterday. Please call 888-799-6111 or go on the web to prophecyclub.com, prophecyclub.com.
Yeah, prophecyclub.com.
888-799-6111.
Okay, Lindsay, we got to go to break for 1 minute. We're back in commercial-free overdrive on the internet streams, Infowars.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. You got to go there.